You've only got a 24-hour window of operation. How did the circus management and the project managers arrange the logistics of their supply chain to get food, to get materials and feed for all the animals that were there, all the other supplies that were needed? How did they arrange that?
There was no big box store that you can run to when you realized you've forgotten something. Definitely preparing for a circus to arrive in any town was critical. And so the advance agent would go out when contracting the lot months ahead of the circus and start to build relationships with the local vendors, because they needed to be sure from the moment the cookhouse was set up on the lot, 7 a.m., they needed, what was it, at least 3,000 or 6,000 eggs, just eggs so that they could feed the people. And that doesn't begin to touch on the things that you want on your plate besides eggs and the need for feeding the animals, all of the meat and the hay, all of these pieces. So that advance man identified the vendors, and the circus really did rely on vendors they had relationships with. As you learn who you can trust, you learn who you know always comes through for you and maybe even goes above and beyond. And they were very loyal to those people. So there was that kind of relationship as well.